You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 3:04, we welcome you into the Gym Class on this Monday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, all over eastern Iowa. Also, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, and the Gym OT, 107.5 right here also in Cedar Rapids. Thank you for joining us here today. It is a Gym Class being presented by Hennings Financial. Hennings Financial Incorporated is a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Find out more by heading off to our website at kgymradio.com and click on the heading on the website and check out what they have to offer at Hennings Financial. While you're there as well, check out all of the local restaurants that are available for curbside pickup as well as delivery. We've got those listed as well at kgymradio.com. Welcome aboard, everyone. Scott Udash here in our studios and Mark Dukes from the Southwest side as well. Cedar Rapids joining us here for the Monday edition of the program. And how you doing today?
Doing well, Scott. Hope everyone else is as well. No scores, no games, but plenty to chew on today, I think.
There is. We got e-racing.
We did.
I don't want to do this, but I said a week and a half ago this is going to get out of hand, and it's out of hand. NASCAR e-racing is out of hand. I know people want to see it, but to get mad at drivers for stopping during the middle, for getting mad at others for this, for ladies and gentlemen, this is virtual racing. It is not real. Just remember that in the back of your heads. Please remember that.
For entertainment purposes only, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the same thing for real racing, but I caught a little bit of the IndyCar race yesterday. Road course. I hate road courses. Didn't mind the broadcast so much as long as I watched it. Didn't watch any of that. Well, I watched a little bit of the NASCAR because I saw Landon Castle got some FaceTime
on
there.
Yes, he did.
But that was good for him. Exposure is good. But, don't take this too seriously, people.
Don't make this bigger than it is. It's
kind
fun.
Kind of like Tiger King, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it. And
I haven't either.
You can bop me on the text line at 319-366-1600 if you'd like. But I have not seen that either. Scott and Mark with you here today. We do have to start things off with a very sad news today out of the world of Major League Baseball. Was not a good weekend for many reasons, obviously, and the coronavirus, of course, chief among them, COVID-19, as the fight continues for that. But just announced by friends of the family about 10 minutes ago, The great Detroit Tiger, Al Kaline, has passed away today. That at the age of 85. Reports coming out of his passing today. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, 85, yes, but I'm not exactly sure I've seen anywhere it says exactly what the cause of death was. But one of the great sluggers of his era, certainly, for both power and average was Al Kaline, mainly with the Detroit Tigers, and was a very, very fine baseball player.
Well, no question about it. And he was a throwback, to be sure. 22 seasons with the Tigers, 3,000 hits, first ballot Hall of Famer, 18 All-Star games. His era was at the height of my baseball card collecting. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I've got several of his cards, and it was, I think, as a yellow at the bottom, on some of the top sets. But he was just a great player to watch. You could watch back then anyway. He was during a time, Roberto Clemente was a 3,000 hit guy during that time. And he was just beloved in Detroit as opposed to Ty Cobb. His statistics were just behind Ty Cobb's, but Cobb, for many reasons, was somewhat revered way back in the day, as I've read anyway. And yeah, Kaline was one of the great ones.
He was 18-time All-Star, retired shortly after his 3,000th hit was recorded, and definitely Al Kaline will be missed out there. And unfortunately, not the only passing in the sports world over the weekend due to the coronavirus. Tom Dempsey passing away at the age of 73, who for many, many years held the record in the National Football League for the longest field goal at 63 yards. It was tied and then it was passed. Remember, Tom Dempsey kicked for many, many teams. He recorded that 63-yard field goal as a member of the New Orleans Saints. That field goal won a game against the Detroit Lions at Old Tulane Stadium down in New Orleans back in 1970, I believe. And then Dempsey kicked for many, many teams prior to that and after that. Was born with a club foot, as a matter of fact, and that which made the mark unbelievably that much more impressive out there. I know his shoe is in Canton at the NFL Hall of Fame, one of the cleats that he wore, and went way too early at the age of 73 for Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, that record has since been broken. Think about it. A straight-on kicker, as most were back in the day, if not all, save Gary Upremian, I guess, but that was in 71. I was a teenager. I remember hearing about it and seeing about it. And it was quite remarkable because I think it was a November game. And, of course, he had that squared-off toe on his right foot and just boomed it. And there's an iconic photo of former Iowa great Alex Karras, then with the Detroit Lions, bursting through the line to try to block that kick. But it didn't happen, and Dempsey's field goal ended up beating the Lions that day. And what an accomplishment that was. And he was suffering from some issues. He was in a nursing home and died of COVID-19. And tough news there. But one of the great accomplishments in sports, in my mind.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, your reminiscences of Tom Dempsey and Al Kaline. If you want to pass those along, welcome to. Again, text line available to you at 319-366-1600. And then from the world of entertainment yesterday, Honor Blackman passing away at the age of 94. Everyone that is a James Bond fan knows her as Miss Galore. We'll just say that, Mark. Miss Galore from Goldfinger.
Some great names on that show.
Yes, we did, but we're just going to go with with Miss Galore. But 94, she was, and was a terrific actress back in the day, reading about her accomplishments and what she did with, I believe, the series The Avengers. Right around the same time that she was in Goldfinger as well. So there you go. Remember those folks as they passed away over the weekend. 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk with TV9's Josh Christensen today and find out what's new and what things have changed as far as Josh is concerned with his role with Channel 9, sports reports that he is putting together. Just basically what is happening downtown. And we're going to talk with Josh coming up in a little bit. Maybe some Northern Minnesota trivia as well. I don't know. If we have time for that, Mark, we'll get into Duluth Bemidji trivia.
We could do that because you're well aware of that area as well. And I'm as interested. Josh is into the culinary scene now, so we'll talk to him about that too.
That's right. Everybody's getting into something to pass the time during the fight against the coronavirus, and yeah, we'll ask him about that. Also, a very avid runner now, so we'll talk with Josh about that coming up in just a little bit. There is news today. To scheduling, a lot of scheduling news coming out today, and I think it started off this morning with the PGA. Unfortunately, one piece of very bad news, and that is the fact that the Open Championship will not be played this year. So no British Open this year in 2020. They'll just move things back a little bit, and the next Open Championship will be played in 2021, coming up next year. I think at Royal St. George's.
Yeah, very strange times. This year's host will host next year, and then there's other changes for the three remaining majors, if you want to go through those, Scott.
Yes, and by the way, happy Masters week that was, Mark, to you and everybody out there. And this is going to hurt this week. I know they're going to be showing a lot of Masters on CBS. They're going to be showing some of the rounds, classic rounds over the weekend and whatnot. But this is, for golfers, this was the week that kind of kicked everything off. And unfortunately, we will not get the Masters this week, but it was announced that the Masters, according to Chairman Fred Ridley, is going to now be held November 9th through the 15th. That will now be the new Masters week. And so it'll be the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So a little different look to Augusta National. Fall foliage for Augusta, and completely, you got to think it's going to play quite a bit different than it does. Usually what happens is that if folks don't know, Augusta National Golf Club is not open during the summer. They close it during the hot months down in Georgia, and they do the grounds work. They do improvements each and every year, and it reopens in the fall, and it plays a little bit differently, not quite as fast as it would in April and into May. So we'll see if how different Augusta National is going to look and how different Augusta National is going to play in November.
It's going to be very odd. I hope it does happen. But it presents some interesting situations. Saturday of Masters Week is the same day Nebraska plays football at Iowa, should that still happen. Masters Sunday falls on the NFL, of course. CBS has held the rights to the Masters and part of the NFL for a while. I mean, think about everything that's been rescheduled from September to November, everything from the Kentucky Derby to these golf events and whatnot. It's going to be very interesting to see how it all pans out. But yeah, watching the Masters in November is going to be quite different. I should say, this week, for many reasons, is going to be different for me because nobody talks to me this week. I sit in front of the tube and watch the Masters ad nauseum. But what do you suppose to get the best ratings on Saturday and Sunday of Masters Week?
We're going to talk
college football, yeah. NFL, and the Masters.
That's going to be tough. That is going to be tough. And we're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the show because as we have chronicled over the last 4 weeks or so, as we've all been sequestered due to the coronavirus, that what's going to happen? Everybody says September. Well, it was kind of fun for a while, but now you think about all these events, September, October, November, that we hopefully will have. And how is this going to play out? TV executives right now have got to be not only pulling out their hair, but also big time negotiations going on. And we're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow a little bit more on the program. Other golf notes here at 18 past the hour of 3 o'clock. The PGA Championship is now going to take place August 3rd through the 9th. At Harding Park in San Francisco. It was originally scheduled for May the 11th through the 17th, but that was postponed last month. The Ryder Cup is going to, as of right now, remain in its original schedule, and that is September 22nd through the 27th. The reason I say that is because there are a lot of folks around here that I know of that have tickets because the Ryder Cup is being played at Whistling Straits up at Kohler, Wisconsin. Up there, amazingly terrific golf course and just visually stunning up there. So they are going to keep that, as of right now, on the original date, September 22nd through the 27th. Also, so no Open Championship, PGA moved, Masters. The U.S. Open is now going to be played. And if I can find that here.
September 17th through 20th.
Yes,
yeah.
There it is. September 17th through the 20th at Winged Foot in Mamaroneck, New York, outside of New York City. And so that has been moved. The FedEx Cup playoffs, the final four to determine the FedEx Cup champion, is now pushed back just a little bit. It will start on August the 13th with the Wyndham Championship. Then it'll be the Northern Trust, the BMW in Olympia at Olympia Fields in Chicago on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of August. And then Labor Day weekend, the Tour Championship will take place at Eastlake in Atlanta. And with some of the openings now, with no Olympics this year and with no Open Championship, the PGA Tour is looking at maybe moving or reinstating a couple of events that were earlier postponed and put those into those dates. So it's still a fluid situation as far as the PGA is concerned.
It is. In regards to the U.S. Open, the Masters, excuse me, that falls in college football and NFL time, the Friday of the U.S. Open week will be Iowa and Minnesota at Minnesota. That's a night game, so there's no real conflict there for folks that want to catch both. But there will be Saturday of the U.S. Open and Sunday of the U.S. Open where, you know, interest will be, you know, all over the board. You're going to put some batteries in that remote, I guess.
Yeah, put some batteries in there indeed. Before we get to Josh Christensen coming up at 21 past the hour at 3 o'clock, closer to home today, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union with revised spring sports schedules. Now, this is all based on if school resumes or is allowed to resume. It says on May 1st, but that's a Friday. It could be on May the 4th, which is a Monday. We'll see how it all plays out, but we'll see anyway. I will say this, and I know, text line, you've been kind of on me a little bit for being a little bit perhaps too enthusiastic about this, but I think at this point, if we don't have any optimism and enthusiasm for something, then what do we have as far as this is concerned? But here's the new schedule for both the Girls Union and the Boys Association. Track and field, if everything, track and field, golf, tennis, and soccer. All beginning with the first practice, if school can come back on May 1st. First competition would be basically May 4th for everything except soccer. That would be May 8th. The state competition, the co-ed state track and field meet, would take place June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Golf meets for the girls, June 8th and 9th. For the boys, the 11th and the 12th. Early June for team tennis, and then mid-June for soccer. So that's the way it is right now. But I'll say this, Mark. This, I think, is the final revision that we're going to have for spring sports here in the state of Iowa. And this has to be based, and it has to get started based on schools coming back at the end of the month.
Yeah, well, this creates optimism for those coaches and athletes in spring sports. I think it is fairly optimistic, given what data we have right now on the virus. And I checked today at healthdata.org, one of the main sources for modeling that the U.S. government is using. And while it was encouraging, The peak in Iowa was moved back from May 1 to April 26th, and the number of deaths was reduced dramatically from 4 days ago, from 1,400 down to 400. That was very encouraging news. But with the peak being April 26th, just a few days before that May 1st date, I have to think that's fairly optimistic and would have to agree with you that if for some reason, the governor, school districts decide that things that have to be moved back a couple weeks, the new dates are already conflicting with the start of softball and baseball practices.
Yes.
So especially in the small districts, I've seen some comments on Twitter and Facebook that, it's going to happen. These kids are going to have to choose. And my response is, if that's the worst thing that's going to happen, and it isn't, we'll just live with it, and make the best of it. And let these kids decide what they want to do if they do indeed get that opportunity. And I certainly hope they do. But again, I think those dates, not to throw water on things, but I think those dates are fairly optimistic right now.
Yeah, and things are going to have to really go in a positive direction in the next couple of weeks or so, certainly in the next 3 weeks. And as I said, that it is optimistic, and if there is another pushback as far as school starting in Iowa or schools not starting, period, you're not going to see spring sports. You will definitely not see spring sports, and then the summer sports are probably going to be in all kinds of jeopardy as well. So, as
underscore Scott, that we need to keep doing what we've been doing, despite the verbiage of what the governor has put out. She today, Kim Reynolds, closed a bunch of other venues, malls, bingo parlors, bowling alleys, libraries, museums, playgrounds, et cetera, through April 30th. Again, emphasizing staying at home, limiting social gatherings, everything that she and the federal government have been saying since mid-March, if not before. And, the numbers that I saw today, hopefully they continue. But again, it just underscores we need to keep doing what we've been doing.
Please keep doing what you've been doing. 319-366-1600. 5232 reminding us iRacing has been approved and cleared to be bet on. Yes, it has been. You could have bet on the race at Bristol yesterday.
I'm not a degenerate.
But you can, Mark, if you choose to.
I could, but I notice our friend Dave Koken, who has got to feel like he's in a closet right now, but he has found horse racing.
Yes.
To play with, and at various parks that are still open, Oaklawn Park, Tampa Bay Downs, and whatnot. Those are on various channels, live, on various cable providers, but. Yeah, this is one of the few things you can bet on nowadays, and I don't think I'm going to go down that road.
8676 on the text line. John Deere Classic could get a much better field this year. Could. But I'm fingers crossed that there will be a John Deere Classic. So hopefully that'll be the case over in the Quad Cities. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to TV9's Josh Christensen and find out how he's dealing with things, and the folks at Channel 9. We'll do it when we come back here on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance of the business as well too. DuPaco really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of DuPaco. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
At Network Computer Solutions, we understand these are unprecedented times. First, we hope you and your family are well. And second, we want you to know we are here and will continue to offer IT support. If you need remote access to your office, we can assist with that. We will be taking all recommended precautions to keep our employees safe and will provide remote assistance whenever possible. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
To everyone stepping up when it matters most, University of Iowa Healthcare thanks you. From healthcare workers and researchers, to those staying safe at home, to community heroes supporting us, together we are all making a difference. Learn more at uihc.org.
Welcome back at 3:30 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I want to remind you we have our final classic NCAA basketball game coming up tonight for you, and it's a replay of last year's national championship game between Virginia and Texas Tech. We'll have it tonight at 7 o'clock for you on 107.5 the Gym OT and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Again, Texas Tech and Virginia will go at it. Then on Thursday, very pleased to announce this, with the a very good fallout, if you will, from Westwood One airing the former games of the NCAA tournament. Going to keep up with classic games. Going to go into the realm of the National Football League on Thursdays and Mondays, starting this Thursday night. Packer fans, hello. It will be Green Bay Packer football coming up on Thursday night, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it will be a replay of the wild card game from, I want to make sure I got this right here, 2009, the classic game between Green Bay and Arizona, and that will be replayed coming up on Thursday night. And then next Monday night, a week from tonight, I have to get this in, Mark, because a Westwood One will replay Super Bowl 54, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the San Francisco 49ers. I'll tune
you
in.
You can recite that verbatim.
I think I can. But, yeah, thanks to Westwood One for helping us out with some great programming here, and we're running it on KGYM. Going to talk, bring in our next guest, our guest today, Josh Christensen from TV9 Sports. And Josh and Scott Savel and John Campbell, everybody, Mike O'Brien, the entire staff doing a fantastic job, not only with the sports right now, but also getting in as far as some of the news coverage is concerned. And Josh taking time out to join us here on this Monday. And how you doing?
Oh, I'm holding up. Speaking of Packers, is there any way that you guys can get the Packer game with the Seattle, the quote, catch, non-catch? Just to, instead of just doing that one, if you can get that one. Packer fans.
We don't have a lot of input with the national folks as far. We would have had you and I basketball with Kansas on the classic NCAA games if we could have gotten it. But eh.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, Josh. Yeah.
No, that's okay. But no, doing No, I mean, overall doing okay. I mean, granted, I mean, I'm sure you guys are feeling the same way. I mean, definitely missing, it's not necessarily watching the sports. I mean, I just miss being out on the field with my camera and, you know, covering these kids and just being around the atmosphere. I really do miss it. I miss seeing all the familiar faces from all other TV stations, that whether it is the Des Moines guys or just even, you know, the Gazette guys. I mean, I just miss seeing all those faces. And so it's, you know, you adapt and, you know, we'll all get through this. I mean, it's tough right now, but I know that, you know, there's a reason why, you know, why this is all happening. But, you know, I'm glad that I can at least still help in some way and in trying to get information out there or give a story that might make people feel a little better.
Yeah, Josh, many of us feel sports guys don't get enough time on the air anyway. And privately, you may agree with that. I'm sure you do. John always did. And I know Scott does as well. But nevertheless, you've really come up with some interesting guests and features lately. So you probably had to think outside the box like the rest of us, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I know that I've talked to some other people where, you know, you got to, you know, you just when you think, okay, you got through this week, now it's just, oh, now you got to come up with a whole another set of ideas for everything. I know yesterday I had the story on Heller and Rima. Both of them had reached, you know, big win milestones before the season was canceled. And, you know, they both had talked about, you know, they don't get into this, you know, they don't get into coaching for milestones, but, you know, it's going to be hard to not remember it because, you know, this is going to be the one where it's just, yep, that's where the season was canceled. And, you know, in Rima's case, they were in Florida trying to get back home and, you know, they were getting ready to play a doubleheader and, you know, they were, you know, saying, yeah, these are the last two games of the season. So it's, and, you know, there's just so many angles of how it's affected these athletes and coaches. I mean, you try to differentiate how maybe, you know, this one is unique compared to the other ones that you might run. But yeah, it's, I think the other one that I think of as far as thinking outside the box was, you know, what the Luther player, Paige Timmerman, that I talked to as a Kennedy grad, you know, I haven't seen if she's taken advantage of that senior option, but for her, you know, she's a senior and, you know, her season being over, but a big thing for her is that, you know, she's going to be a nurse. So she kind of, you know, it was kind of interesting how she talked about how she gets why they did this. And, you know, she knows that, you know, if she's, you know, going to just move on to the next phase of her life in the real world, you know, this is where, you know, she may have to deal with this right away as far as a nurse and helping people with COVID-19. So, you're right, Mark. It's definitely thinking outside the box in a way. And each week is a challenge because you get through 1 week, but it's just, okay, now I got to come up with a whole another set of ideas until we know when exactly things may go back to normal. And of course, we don't necessarily know that right now. You know, the association and union have said, you know, right now this is what the schedule would be. But, you know, as we all know, that could eventually change down the road within a couple weeks even. Who knows?
True.
Well, along those lines with Timmerman, Josh, you did a piece on Benton softball coach Eric Stenberg, who mm-hmm. many of us know he's in the medical field what he does full time, and he's on the front lines right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, Coach Stenberg has been great in all the years that I've been here, and I'm so thankful that he's willing to talk about this. Yeah, no, I had done a story a couple years ago on him because he's not only is he working in the medical field, but he works the overnight shift as an emergency doctor, and at the time he was working at Mercy in Iowa City. So I mean, you know, just when you think that, you know, they're getting done with a softball game, his day is just getting started. He's got to go to work basically, and he's working a, you know, midnight to 7 a.m. shift. But no, I mean, he is on the front lines. He's working times at Mercy, but he's also working at Washington County as the emergency room director there. And it was, you know, he said, as he said in the piece, you know, he's dealt with patients that probably have COVID. And I mean, granted, it is scary for many in the medical field wondering, okay, am I safe going home? Did I take all the precautions that I needed to take? And, you know, some of the things that he talked about was, for him as an emergency room director, this is just learning on the fly as far as whether they're properly disposing of all their PPEs or, he mentioned, I didn't get a chance to put this on, but it was, that sometimes they worry, okay, if they're putting the dirty stuff here, is this going to cross contaminate with other things? And that could lead to a problem for them possibly contracting the virus. I mean, but he, one thing that he said is that, he's looking at this, that, he goes on the front lines every day and he's not going to, hang his head down. His big thing is he's going to make a difference and he's going to give it his all every single shift. One of the reasons why I wanted to talk to him is because him as a coach, he gives a lot of speeches to these kids as far as adversity, and he's having to remind himself of those speeches and just remembering that this is what I teach the kids. Well, then that same speech that I give them, that applies to what I'm doing right now, going to the hospital each and every night. And I just know that, these hospital workers, they're covered from head to toe, it's scary, but you applaud them each and every day for what they're doing to help everybody get through this and taking care of those and trying to help them get better and trying to fight it, trying to find a cure, or trying to find a vaccine, you could say. I mean, but Stenberg, it's amazing what he does in the medical field, and I know a lot of people appreciate what all the healthcare workers are doing, and I'm really thankful that he was willing to tell what it is like, because it is scary for him every day going home, but he tells himself, I'm going to make a difference, and that's really the way that he puts it, and he's not going to let this scare him away from doing his job and helping people out.
Yeah, hats off to all the medical people out there, and including my former teammate Eric Stenberg over there, Josh Christensen. Ah, yeah,
I don't think he ever mentioned that.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. 3:40, Josh Christensen of TV9 joining us here. I think that the silver lining, if there is a silver lining for this, for people as yourself, even Mark and I, is that we get a chance to maybe to do some stories that we normally wouldn't get a chance to do or just don't have time to do with everything going on. I know a couple days ago you had the story about Coach McCowan, in fact, the entire McCowan family with Wapsie Valley and everything surrounding them as far as their 1A state basketball championship is concerned. And yes, that was 3.5 weeks ago, but you have a chance to put some time into it and tell a really neat story.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing John roaming the sidelines, and I was on my way back from Indianapolis, and I talked to him about it, if he would want to do it, and Mike was at the state championship, so I made sure to tell him to get some shots, because I was able to get some when I was there for the semifinal game. So, but yeah, no, you're right. We're having to think outside the box. We might be thinking of some stories that maybe we would do, but like you said, maybe you didn't have time to, but now we're able to put a little bit more time into it. And I'm glad I was able to tell that story just to give people something different, even though it was 3.5 weeks ago. I just thought it was a really cool story in that if you know the McCowan family, coaching is a way of life in that family. And it's kind of cool that John got to share that with his dad. As you see in the story, that the coaching staff wanted him to be there and help them out as another set of eyes. And, this wasn't just him, asking to be there. No, they wanted him there. And even in the championship game, when they were limiting the amount of people that could be there with 100 people per school, which if people remember correctly, that the 100 also that included the players and the coaching staff. It wasn't this, not just 100 fans plus them, that they were included in that 100. And he was willing to say, look, I don't need to be there. We can, John was willing to say, I can watch the game at the hotel. We'll be fine. but they still wanted him to be there. And so that was kind of a really cool moment to see that they got to share that he's right there giving his dad tips, and they're able to talk and kind of, and as you know, they give each other tidbits, you know, throughout the year and over the years anyways. But I was really glad I got to do that story. That was really, really cool.
Josh, we were talking earlier about the two associations and union jointly announcing today new spring sports dates. And I made the comment earlier, I thought they were relatively optimistic knowing what we know now, but the projections seem to have improved over the last 4 or 5 days. Do you think this is a drop down dead thing in terms of if it has to boom back anymore, the spring sports might go away?
Well, the consensus that I got is that it's not as simple as people would say that, oh, just move the track and soccer season, you know, into the summer. It would really create havoc, especially for a lot of the smaller schools where you get a lot of these kids that do run track and they do play baseball. And so it really would not make it easy, even though there's a little bit of an overlap kind of at the end of those seasons and the beginning of the baseball season. But it really isn't that simple as far as just pushing some of these seasons back or having all, you know, soccer and tennis and track with baseball and softball. It just probably is not able to be done. I would think that, you know, basically this is probably the best that they could probably do right now. And if it's going to, if there's worry that, you know, they're going to have to continue to close school or keep the schools closed, we're probably not at least going to have a spring season. The hope is that, you know, people continue to practice the social distancing, that they stay home if they can. And if everybody's able to do enough, you're just hoping that you flatten the curve, because this is probably, we're probably reaching the point where, if it gets pushed back again, there probably is not going to be at least a spring sports season for sure. And it's just not as simple for them to just move it back into starting, you know, mid to late June or something like that. It just would probably make it really tough, where you probably would get some kids, they would probably have to decide, okay, well, I either would have to do track or play softball or baseball or whatever whatever sports they play, one in spring and one in summer. And I don't know if they want to really put kids through that decision-making as far as having to choose. Right now, there is a plan set. You just hope that, you know, everybody does their part, and everything just, like we said, we just don't know what's really going to happen. That's really the honest thing. And all you can do is just hope and pray that everything does continue to get better. And, they can have it, especially these seniors, they can have some kind of season. It may not be the full one, but they would at least get to be able to be on the track and compete for a state title, especially those that have been wanting to get a state championship, have been so close. They're hoping that they can get that opportunity at least one more time to get that gold.
Have you thought, Josh, and I kind of started to think this the last couple of days, what it's going to be like that first event back, whatever it may be, whether if it is a state track and field meet, whether it's the John Deere Classic, who knows? Maybe it's the first week of college football. Maybe it's not till, or high school football, the end of August, first part of September. It's going to be about as surreal and strange, I think, as it was on that day in Des Moines with only a couple hundred people, if that, for the state championships. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is going to be weird. It feels weird even now, because when people were saying the NBA was canceled only 3.5 weeks ago, it feels like it's been 3 months since they postponed it. I guess they still haven't technically canceled it, but it is so hard to believe that you know, it's really barely been a month since really this all started unfolding, with the seasons being postponed or canceled or pushed back. And it already does feel weird not being out there, but you're right. I do get that feeling it is going to feel surreal, but I think Stenberg said this. I put this on Twitter on this piece of video, where there's going to be a lot of smiling faces. It's going to be one of the happiest moments for all these kids that have waited. I mean, it's hard right now, and we have to make a lot of sacrifices. But when that day comes, like you said, Scott, whatever event it is, it's going to be one of the happiest days for a lot of people. It's that sense of normalcy that people are looking for. And I mean, I've talked about it with some people, and saying, you know, for me, you know, like I can't go to, you know, I do the Ferrells and the kickboxing, and you know, I miss all the people that I've interact with there and that I partner with when we do kickboxing. And you know, we're doing what we can through Zoom and helping each other out, but you know, we already miss, you know, seeing each other at the, you know, at Ferrell's. And you know, that's going to be a moment when we are able to return, that it's going to be one of the happiest days that, you know, gosh, we truly miss seeing you guys. And I feel like, and I've talked about this with a few other people, is that the hope is that through this, people really start to, it's not that you weren't before, but you will really cherish those friendship and that family and your family. And it really will show you how much it really does truly mean to have all those friendships and your family members and all that care and love. It you're really going to hang on to it is the big thing that you're hoping that you get out of this. And especially when you get to see those people again that you probably haven't seen for the past 3.5 weeks, just because of the social distancing and just trying to be safe. But that's the hope, is that, you know what, you'll really start to you will really truly cherish all of that because you missed it so much, and you really start to realize that how important it really is.
True.
That's well put, Josh. And perhaps we've buried the lead here. You've been dabbling in some cooking, lasagna one day, wild yeah. rice, and something tonight, I guess. Are we going to cooking with Josh on 9.2 tonight, or yeah. what?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, this is kind of giving me a chance to try some new things. My mom's been sending a couple ones. I did the open face bacon and tomato sandwiches with a sauce that they have, that they make. And then, my brother helped me with the lasagna, and then I'm going to FaceTime my grandma. She's going to help me with the wild rice hot dish. And I know hot dish, that's a Minnesota thing.
Yep. Wild rice is too.
yep. Can't go wrong with it though.
I mean,
especially if we were at the hunting cabin, that was some of the things that, grandma would make for us to have. And we would just heat it up in the microwave, and you'd have a big ice cream bucket full of it, and you just put it in a cooler outside because we were in the, you know, heart of fall, and it was at least cool enough to keep it cool. So
yes. And if you did not know, Josh, a proud Minnesotan, of course, from the
right.
from the fine Northwoods of Minnesota. Whether it be Duluth or Bemidji does not matter at this point. They all, you know, everyone gets along up there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And yeah, it's I think I got a chance to make a Bemidji reference in the North Dakota State Championship game, because I said one of the kids that scored a 2-point fake conversion was a kid that I covered when he was a freshman just before I left. But I covered his brother for 3 years, and his dad was the football coach. So I got a chance to make a Bemidji reference for the first time in a while.
Anytime you can get a Bemidji reference, things are good. Things are good.
Yep. It was big when we went to the Frozen Four. That was when national people started saying, what is a Bemidji?
That's right.
It was just the...
That's right. And it's already been over a decade ago, I think. So.
And then I'd have to find this, but I think I'm in a Yahoo Sports article where they were talking about, because the football team up there on homecoming, if they win, the football field's right next to the
yep.
lake. So if they win on homecoming, the players go jump into the lake.
That's correct.
And they got a picture of that. And then you see me with my camera and, of course, my balding head getting them jumping into the lake. So it's so I'm kind of, I was kind of famous that way a little bit too, that I'm in a national article like that.
Yep, they jump into Lake Bemidji from Chet Anderson
yep,
Stadium right.
right
afterwards if they win the homecoming game. Mm-hmm. Hey, Josh, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for some insight, and we'll talk soon again.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Josh Christensen, TV9 Sports, joining us here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Yes, the Bemidji State Beavers jump into Lake Bemidji if they win homecoming. And it's not always a balmy homecoming Saturday, Mark.
No, you and Josh certainly have more in common when it comes to Bemidji sports and history than I do. But yeah, he's from Bemidji, and I know your parents are up from around there, and so you're familiar with it.
Absolutely, absolutely, good stuff up there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and put a wraps on things here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
It's fine if you don't feel fine right now. You're allowed to feel worried or afraid, but if your worry or fear has taken you to a dark place you can't see yourself climbing out of, it's time to talk. There are people available right now at Community Crisis Services and Food Bank. They're great listeners. Just call 855-325-4296. Or if you'd rather text, no problem. It's the same number, 855-325-4296. At KGYM, we care about you now and always.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
There may be no games.
No practices.
No high fives.
But we're all still part of a team.
And we all have a role to play.
Right now, that means keeping our distance.
But still checking on each other.
Helping the most vulnerable.
And supporting our heroes.
That are keeping us safe.
Sports may be paused.
But the best parts
are needed now more than ever.
So let's all do our part to help our team
right now.
Hashtag one team, ESPN.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM, on this Monday. Our thanks to Josh Christensen from TV9 Sports for joining us. Good discussion we had with Josh, and if you missed some of it, we will have the podcast up and available to you at KGYMradio.com. Buttons will get that here in just a couple of moments as we get ready for the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, taking us up to Classic NCAA Basketball at 7 tonight, as it'll be the replay of last year's national championship men's basketball game between the Virginia Cavaliers and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. That comes up tonight, 107.5 FM, the Jim OT in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. And again, that will be at 7 o'clock this evening.
I know we only have a couple minutes, Scott, but interesting college basketball news over the weekend. Liam Robbins leaving from Drake, transfer portal. He's going to go to Minnesota. A couple interesting names today coming out. Matt Harms, the big guy from Purdue, and David DeJulius from Michigan also entering the portal, along with, of course, Cordell Pemsel. So we'll track where those guys may land.
Everyone thought Robbins was going to Iowa. No. By the way, Purdue's got a 7'3 guy coming in. So Maybe that had something to do with Matt Harm's decision. I don't know, but I got to think he's going to be very well sought after. Seven-footers do not grow on trees. That is a certainty out there. So we'll see how that all plays out. In the midst of all this craziness, the portal still remains going strong. No doubt about that. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the news of the day, and we're going to get into a little bit of the scheduling because there are more and more events piling up now, hopefully, in September, October, and November. And we'll take a look at that and what it means. Wednesday, Caddy Smack, our first edition of the year. Brian Haas will join us, and we'll take your golf questions. Talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. Tom Rommelkamp Chanot next on KGYM.
If you're a Lowe's knows how hard you work every day. So it's important that others are working hard for you. We're here to help with the supplies you need to make critical repairs and the products your customers need to keep their homes safe and healthy during this important time. From our convenient curbs.